You're listening to Saturday Breakfast with Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, tucked away on Majura Avenue in the suburb of Ainslie in the inner north of Canberra sits an unused Canberra bus stop. But it's been given a second life, giving people in need a big lift. The bus stop has been turned into a community pantry. There are certainly a few around our region, but one in a bus stop, that's got to be a first, surely. Christina Schwartz is the founder of the Ainslie Community Pantry, and she joins us. Yuma, good morning to you, Christina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So this is in one of those iconic Canberra bus stops. Why isn't it being used, Christina? What's happened?
Good question. We assume that the bus stop route that was there just got changed, and it lay quasi-dormant, so to speak, for quite a while, so we just moved in.
So when did that all begin?
About a year ago, a little over, I'd say. Started with our local Buy Nothing group, noticed that there are a few of our neighbours who were having some hard times during COVID. And the discussion sort of started, well, you know, the increase of asks about staple items, foods, toiletries, why not a street pantry? But then where and what do we do? So I live close by this bus stop and thought it might actually be a good spot to do that. And just began from there, started asking around and getting some help from other local pantries, and voila, we began.
Voila. So I'm visiting your bus stop. What does it look like?
Yeah. So as you said, it's an iconic bus stop, so you just rock up to that, and there's two filing cabinets of different sizes. You've got a large one and a small one. We have a nice big sign on the front, which is unfortunately starting to disappear because of the sun. And on each drawer lets you know whether it's a food drawer with staples such as rice and pasta or sauce and so on, or whether it's a toiletries drawer, or whether it's a parents and baby drawer that'll have some nappies and goods in there. And you can come and go as you please, which is a great thing. There's no judgment. There's no need to go through various hoops. If you need some help straight away, you can rock up, you can get it, and you can go.
What have you noticed about how it is being used and interacted with over this time, Christina?
Well, we've actually got a volunteer group that does regular checks. And as they go and do those regular checks, they often end up bumping into people who are using it. So we get some nice and regular positive feedback. So families, for example, who just needed to get to that next paycheck. And we get regular bread donations. So they obviously turn up for that because it's so useful and a relief for them just at that end piece. And we even have a little notebook there where people can write down. We got one just this week saying how lovely it was that we're doing this. So it's very positive, and we know that it's getting good traffic because of the volunteers that regularly check it, so we can see when we need to, you know, replenish it or not. And it's been going great for a year plus.
That's so terrific to hear, Christina. I mean, certainly yesterday we were hearing about skyrocketing electricity prices around the country, the rising cost of living, so many families and young people on fixed and low incomes really doing it tough and really worried. Yeah, so it sounds like you're shifting a lot of food then through these filing cabinets within the bus stop at Ainslie.
Indeed. We have been lucky. We have got a lot of help from Helping ACT, from the Bakehouse in Canberra, from Pam's Pantry and Ngunnawal Pantries. So we're very lucky in that regard. And, of course, general donations from the local people there. So that's been really great.
Is it costing you anything to run this food pantry in the unused bus stop in Ainslie?
No, it's all volunteer-based. It's all donation-based. So it's just people's time. And if people go shopping, they add that extra bag of rice in to their shopping and they drop it either to one of us volunteers or directly to the pantry. So it's not been based on any kind of, earnings or anything of that sort. We have done some fundraising, but that's been about it.
Sounds like it's sort of hidden away in the bus stop, and that's probably a really good thing. But at the same time, you need people to know it's there. You mentioned the signage. What's your focus now, yeah, Christina?
Well, we've only been doing laminated signs, and they've only lasted every 3 months or so because the wind and the weather, I mean, yes, it's sheltered, but not from the crazy weather we've had in the past year or so. And it would be good to have something that's a bit more permanent and a bit more visible so people know they can get help.
And what kind of assistance do you need? How can people get in touch with you and help should they wish to?
Yeah, so ideal would be some kind of signage at the front that says Ainslie Community Pantry that would last us a bit longer. We ourselves don't have any kind of, you know, expertise in this space, but we thought off the cuff maybe some kind of metal signage. We weren't really sure. But also for the drawers themselves, we often, as I said, we flag what each drawer has. They're not lasting long either, just a laminated space. I did ask Canberra on Facebook, which was great, and got some responses. So we're going to follow up with those. But if anyone's got any willingness to jump in and help us and to make those signs, they can contact us. We've got a Facebook page, Ainslie Community Pantry. We also can be contacted via email, ainsliecommunitypantry@gmail.com. And would appreciate anyone who's got the actual resources that can step in and help. We've been advised by some of places we can go, but again, we don't have the money to be able to step in. So we really would need that volunteer resource and volunteer time by people who would be able to give that to us.
Great chatting to you, Christina. Very best of luck with it.
Thank you very much.
Christina Schwartz, the founder of the Ainslie Community Pantry.
You're listening to Saturday Breakfast with Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra.